Really delighted to have in studio with us Ms. Tswaita Deliwe. Have I done your name justice?
Yes, it is perfect.
Absolutely ecstatic with myself that I did that. Mm-hmm. You are co-founder and director of CN Outsourced Finance, which is a black female-owned accounting, tax and payroll firm from Roodepoort.
Yes.
And you, one of the reasons that you're here with us today is to talk about the SheTrades ZA platform, of which I know absolutely nothing, and how it potentially can benefit women. So first of all, tell me about the SheTrades ZA platform. What is it? And yeah, how's it going to affect people's lives?
Okay. Thank you, Simon. Good afternoon, everyone. On the 13th of February on the SONA,
yes,
the president spoke about this platform that is going to be implemented, which is called the SheTrades platform. So the transform, the way it would work is that women would be able to register their businesses. So all women owned businesses, you can register your business there, and it's a global business. So it actually enables people to do trade internationally and in South Africa as well. So you would be able to interact with women from all over the globe. And there will be opportunities listed there from all over the globe. And also there will be education on how to do international trade as well, because as women, we don't have that much knowledge and insight on how to do international trade. So there will be educational material on their platform as well. And then there will be funding opportunities. There will be financial support and non-financial support.
That's really, really very important, because to merely give the platform without the additional services that you're speaking about,
yes,
kind of would turn the whole enterprise into a bit of a non-starter. Do you think young black women in particular are taking advantage of the current opportunities that may be available to them?
Yes, they do. When we know about them, we do take advantage of the opportunities. I think where the platform would help is that as women, we don't know about the opportunities, and also the people who are in the positions of power don't know the women-owned businesses. So it would assist in that way, that the women would be able to register there. And then if a person is looking for a women-owned business, they can go into that platform and look for the specific business that they're looking to give an opportunity to.
And I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, wow, you know, here's a woman who's like got it together, who knows where she wants to go and how she's going to get there.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, let's be honest, the system was against you. The
yes,
system was fully
definitely
against you in many, many ways. And I'm thinking from a male white perspective, just I'd love to live in a world one day where none of this was important. But the reality is that it is,
yes,
still important.
It is still important. So in reality, in business, you find that our business has been in existence for 6 years now. And before we started the business, we were in corporate. So the reality is that in business, we've learned in its simplest form, people do business with people they know.
Absolutely true.
So, and you find that it's the male who are in the top positions or in the decision-making positions. So they could be excluding women, intentional or non-intentional. So I'll assume.
That's such an interesting take, yeah, on it. And you know, the unconscious bias as well. I've got a friend who's very much like you, a black young woman happening with it,
yes,
also into her own business. She was invited to some or other art exhibition down in central Johannesburg, Nedbank or something. And she said she walked in and she's never felt more alienated in her whole life. She said the room, there was nothing outwardly racist about what was going in the room. It was just what wasn't said. It was the vibe in the room.
Yes.
It was not knowing how to have the conversations.
Yes, yes.
And that suddenly struck me. I never even thought that was an issue, because you just take things so for granted.
Yes, yes. It is an issue. I think, as I'm saying, even if it's not intentional, the exclusion, we still struggle to find the opportunities or to get the people to know us. I think it's more the people knowing about that we exist. So people who come to us, eventually who find us, they would say, you don't market yourselves. We didn't know that you exist.
So how have you marketed yourself? How have you turned your business into what I'm hoping and assuming is successful, or at least becoming so?
It is
how
successful.
Have you done it?
So we've done it mostly through social media. We've done billboards. We had a sponsor who did helped us with billboards. It's mostly though through referrals that we get the business. So that is why it's important that the people know you. So it's mostly, so you'd find that the people that you went to school with, varsity.
That's completely natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the people that you socialize with, those are the people who would refer someone to you. So, so as women, then we socialize. You find that women and men don't really socialize together.
Really?
So, no, if there's a function somewhere, you find that they, let's say there's soccer. The men will sit in their own room and the women will sit in their own room. And then the women would tend to speak about the families and all of that. The men will speak about business. So I could actually be, know some, a woman for 5 years, but I don't know what business they're into. So that's why it's important that there is a platform where we can actually be found.
I find that absolutely interesting. My day job is very much in the corporate space.
Yes.
And I'm very aware of the extent to which the workplace is changing.
Yes.
I think it comes with a lot of pressure as well. I think certain people maybe aren't ready for certain positions and it's difficult. I mean, don't underestimate the stress that's put on somebody who needs to perform, who finds it difficult. But on the other hand, it's definitely, definitely changing. And I think it's going to become easier and easier for women.
No, it is changing, I would admit. But someone, I think that someone actually needs to be conscious and actually take a resolute that I'm going to change the system. So if someone has decided that I will change the lives of black women, or I will find black business owned women, they would actually find us. The problem is where a person is like would actually not be really.
I'm going to ask you a really controversial question now. Thabo will probably kick me under the table. Are black men keeping up with black women in terms of an expectation of you being, I don't know, a makoti going home on the weekend and cleaning your mother-in-law's house? Hey, isn't there still, you could have this multi-million rand business, but on the weekend you've got to go home and clean.
I think the expectations and the roles are also adjusting a bit.
Are they?
Yes, they are adjusting. So it's not the situation. So some men do help on weekends and also after work, but the roles are changing.
I always find that amazing, that part of that whole, the power of culture, not black culture, any culture, is that women themselves have bought into it, because it's your mother-in-law who's going to be expecting that from you more than your husband.
But I think even with the mother-in-laws, you find that now also the mother-in-laws are educated women. They were working somewhere. So you'll find that also they're very open-minded.
You think so?
Yes.
Is that to a certain extent a urban-rural thing, or do you find that there would be a difference in that regard, or do you just think generally people, because of television and social media and all those things are changing?
In the rural area, there is still a part where it's a bit backwards, but even there, the people are changing. But because now you're finding that the ladies who are mother-in-laws, they're in their 60s. So that person is like really from the new era. So they don't have those expectations of a makoti. And also the makotis don't stay at home as well with the husbands, with the mother-in-laws. They stay somewhere in their own house. So the expectations are just on weekends. But I don't want to speak too much about men, because most of my clients are men.
And that's the way it should be. Yeah. I mean, you're not a business for women. You're a business for anybody who has a need. But what you're saying, as I'm understanding you, is let's empower women.
Yes.
And, yeah, I read a very interesting thing some time ago about the wealth of international wealth. And they're saying the top 20 men in the world had more wealth than all the entire women in Africa put together.
Yes.
And they said that just shows culturally how the system is so messed up, because they don't value child rearing. They don't value education.
Yes.
If you had to put a cost to women's work.
Yes.
It would be trillions of dollars.
Exactly. We really, input a lot in the economy, but we still are undervalued quite a lot. Even with whether you are working in a corporate space, you find that the salaries of women are still less than those.
Really?
Yes.
Still today?
Yes, still today. So, which actually is so you're always behind, as women, you're always behind to men, because if you are working in a corporate space and then you decide you're going to transition into business, they will tell you if you're looking for funding, you need to bring a percentage of, whatever, if you're looking for 100,000, for example, you need to bring 20%. Let's say it's a million.
Yes.
So now you need to bring 200,000. That 200,000, you need to bring it from your savings. But your salary was also less in the first place.
Which is unfair. Because
so you're always like a step, like five steps backward. to men. So the men would have the funding, so they would get the opportunity.
You know, I saw in the context of affirmative action, it wasn't women, it was just affirmative action in general.
Yes.
It was being explained to me, and people were getting very defensive about it, saying, oh, you're putting people ahead. And the guy took out a picture.
Yes.
And he showed some tall people peering over a wall, and then there was a short guy.
Yes.
And they put the short guy on a box, and all the box did was make the short guy at the same level as the tall guys so they could all look over the wall in the same way. And if that is in fact the meaning and the intent of affirmative action, how could one possibly have an issue with it?
Yes.
It's just saying give people an equal chance.
Definitely. And also for people to catch up. So we do need that opportunity to catch up as well.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Yes. Just let's talk about the platform in the final minute that we've got. When do you anticipate it being operational and ready to go?
So it is operational in other countries because it's a global platform. So I believe it's operational in the other countries. It's going to be launched in the SA market very soon. So the president wasn't specific in terms of when it will be launched exactly. But I believe if you go to and look for SheTrades.za, you would find a platform where you can register.
Sorry, just that name again?
SheTrades. It's called SheTrades.za.
Okay, so that is SheTrades, SheTradesZA.
Yes.
SheTrades dot, no, dot co.za.
It's .com.
.com. SheTrades.za.com. And if you're a woman, and I don't necessarily think it's open to black women only, or am I?
No, it's open to
women. All women.
Yes.
So if you're a woman and you're looking to network, to get financial advice, business advice, and even funding, you heard it here on Chai FM. That's the way to do it. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. I found that hugely enlightening and really interesting. And best of luck with your business.
Thank you very much, Simon. It was great. Thank you for having us. It was great speaking to you.